Good morning. Our lesson today, and I appreciate Pete kind of setting the stage with the scripture reading. The title of the lesson is Let There Be Light. And the scripture that Pete read is taken from Genesis. It's the beginning. It's how the Bible starts out. In Genesis 1 and 2, it says, God created the heavens and the earth, and that the earth was covered with darkness. And then we get to verse 3, and it says, then God said, let there be light. And there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. This is all within the first few verses of the inspired Word of God. Let there be light. From this passage, we see that this light is from God. And it distinguishes between light and darkness. I wouldn't say that I am scared of the dark. Maybe as a child I was. I wouldn't say I'm scared of the dark. But I tell you, there's an uneasiness. When it's real dark, there's an uneasiness about it. Not knowing what's there. God distinguished everything between the light and the dark. The good, the evil. The righteous and the unrighteous was all distinguished from God, not anything else. One of the things, in addition to the passage that it said, one of the things we know about light, it exposes things. And it kind of goes with this being able to distinguish between light and dark. It exposes. And we look so many passages in the Bible that where evil is connected to darkness. I'm not going to walk down a dark alley or in dark areas at night. I'm not going to be lingering in the shadows because of all the bad that takes place there. Light exposes that evil. It also comforts. Light comforts. It's amazing what a little nightlight plugged in the hall does. Keeps you from, not only does it expose things that's in your way, but it comforts us. It comforts us kids and big kids. You know, just a little bit of light. It guides us. It, you know, if you're trying to find your way around and you got a flashlight or a headlight or something, and you're trying to find your way around, it gives you the guide of how to get places. I think you see where I'm going. And light draws us. We're drawn to the light. I enjoy camping. And when I'm sitting around a campfire, I've noticed people are just, they stare at the fire. They stare at, they're drawn to that light. Bugs are drawn to the light. Not only do I like camping, but at football games. You look up at the lights, or baseball or whatever, you know, you look up at the lights. All those bugs are drawn to the lights. And of course, the birds are drawn to the bugs. But the light draws us to it. It's just a natural occurrence. I'd like for us to look at a few scriptures in our time remaining. They are self-explanatory. about light. In Psalm 119, verse 105, it says, "Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path." And it is. The word of God is our light. The word of God is that lamp and the light to my path. But we can't, where's my Bible? This is not going to emit light just like this, like a flashlight. We've got to open it up once in a while. That's where we get the light from. That's where we have access, is inside. That's what guides us. That's what encourages us. That's what exposes the good and the bad. Jesus, in talking with his disciples in John 8, in verse 12, it says, "Then Jesus spoke to them again, saying, 'I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life.'" Jesus doesn't lie. That light that he gives is our life. And he says, "I am the light of the world." But yet, he says in Matthew 5, he says, "You're the light of the world." In the Sermon on the Mount, in this section, in chapter 5, verses 14 through 16, he says, "You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden. Nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand. And it gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven." Jesus says, "You are the light of the world." We are not the light. We are the reflection of the light. Jesus is the light. If we're trying to shine our own, we're very dim. But when we follow Jesus and we display what it is to be a true Christian, we are displaying his light. It's kind of like the moon. It's easy to think that the moon shines. It reflects. That's all the moon does. It reflects the sun's light. We don't shine. We reflect the sun's light. Different sun. But Jesus wants us to be like that. Not shining our own light, reflecting his light. What he shines. Paul would write in Ephesians 5, verse 8, he reminds us, "For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light." We got to live it. Not just put a big toe in it once in a while, but walk in it, live it. And it's a reminder. It's kind of a sobering reminder that we used to be darkness, but we were saved. We were baptized, and we're not like we used to be. We are now reflecting that light of Jesus. One of every scripture in the Bible from cover to cover is the inspired word of God, and you can't make some of them more important than others, but I'll tell you, this verse right here has had a huge impact on me. It's a big reminder. The Apostle John wrote, he starts off conditionally. with the word if. He says, but if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin. That one verse says a ton. It starts off conditionally. That for all these benefits that come is dependent upon if we are walking in the light as he is in the light, God. We have fellowship. The benefit of it, we have fellowship with one another. We should not have fellowship. There's a difference in having contact and having fellowship with the world. We're going to have contact. How are we going to spread the word if we don't have contact? How are we going to go to work and converse with people without having contact? But it's not fellowship. If we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with each other. Fellowship in God's light. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses. Talk about benefits to walking in the light. The blood of Jesus cleanses us from all sin. But it's all based on if. If we're walking, if we're living that lifestyle. We're reminded that not all do. And we're reminded that sometimes people stray. In Revelation, when Jesus is talking to in the letter to the seven churches of Asia, to the letter to the Ephesians, they've strayed. They've left their first love. And in verse 5 it says, remember, therefore, from where you have fallen. Repent and do the first works, or else I will come to you quickly and remove your lampstand from its place, unless you repent. Kind of sobering. The Ephesians were strong. Paul had a lot of dealings with them. And in years later, they fell. They left their first love. And Jesus is reminding them, remember where you used to be, where you've fallen from. Repent. There's a remedy for it. Repent. Do those first works, or else I will come, I'll remove your lampstand. The light will be taken away unless you repent. It's fairly black and white, pretty straightforward. Not a lot of wiggle room. In closing up, Paul dealt with this issue in 1 Corinthians, where he says, therefore, let him who thinks he stands take heed, lest he fall. And like kind of combining that with John's writing in Revelation, you'll have your lampstand removed. And we don't want that. It's a good reminder for us. Let your light shine. Keep it shining. We're at the beginning of a brand new week. Brand new month. June 1st. I can't believe it's already June. We're at the beginning of a week. Let's let our light shine and show others our good works and glorify God. if you need to respond to the invitation, if you need to repent of sin in your life, if you need to put your Lord on in baptism, if you need prayers from your brothers and sisters, whatever your need, please come forward while Don leads us in the invitation and let your needs be known, and we'll address those. Let's stand and sing.